This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the police commissioner calls for preventative action on gun crime as 46 new officers join the service. Barbados to be removed from EU money laundering blacklist on August 5th. Former president of the Barbados Association of Creatives and Artists is calling for the return of a soca competition to the Cropover calendar. An advocate for elderly care wants government to ensure that the new Elderly Protection Bill is enforced. And the U.S. says specific steps have been agreed to end Syria violence after Israeli strikes hit Damascus. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Commissioner of Police says more preventative action is needed to address gun crime as the Barbados Police Service welcomes 46 new officers. Speaking at the police passing out parade at the Regional Police Training Center, Commissioner Richard Boyce said that while the police have made strides in addressing gun-related offenses, more must be done to stop the crimes before they occur.
At the community level, this issue manifests as personal trauma, increased risks of injury and death, psychological scars, disruption of social structures, the breakdown of trust, and a pervasive climate of fear. Yet, despite these challenges, there have been commendable investigative successes, particularly in the detection and prosecution of firearm-related crimes. However, much of this success remains reactive rather than preventative. Our aspirations, therefore, must be to strengthen the proactive strategies of policing through the targeted interception of illegal firearms before they are used to perpetrate any criminal activities.
Mr. Boyce also urged the public to continue supporting law enforcement, stressing that cooperation between citizens and police is vital in the fight against crime.
The Barbados Police Service remains committed to building institutional capacity through robust and continuous training at all levels. The complexities of modern crime demand a more broad-based approach if tangible successes are to be realized. Our trust will be underpinned by stronger collaboration and partnership with our regional and international allies. Today, I renew that clarion call to all members of the public to work alongside us in a pursuit of making our communities safer.
Police Commissioner Richard Boyce. Meantime, also speaking at the passing out ceremony, Professor of Management and Organizational Behavior at the University of the West Indies, Dwayne Devenish, highlighted that a recent survey showed an increase in distrust of the police among the public. He encouraged the new officers to work towards regaining this trust.
One survey I've done recently was looking at the relationships between the police and the community. And the media always hog me down and say, but Devenish, why is it that people don't report crime? And one of the reasons is that lack of trust. And this is not to say that this is something that has evaded the police and will continue to evade the police. But this is something that the police can leverage. Find ways in which we can rebuild and sustain trust in our various partnerships, both within the service and outside. Success is not about luck, it is earned through discipline, through resilience, through purpose, and through integrity.
Professor Dwayne Devenish. Barbados is just weeks away from being taken off a major international blacklist. More in this report from our Tonisha Rockyall.
Come August 5th, the island will no longer appear on the European Union's list of high-risk countries for money laundering. Attorney General Dale Marshall says this is a major step forward, especially for Barbadians doing business with banks and companies in the EU member states. Mr. Marshall revealed that confirmation came yesterday when the EU published the final legal notice in its official journal. He explained that with this move, European financial institutions will no longer be required to apply extra layers of scrutiny when handling transactions or partnerships involving Barbados. For years, those added checks discouraged many EU banks from engaging with Barbadian businesses, often blocking personal and corporate transactions, and in some cases, forcing firms to shut down their local operations. Mr. Marshall noted that Barbados had to overhaul systems, strengthen institutions, and update legislation to meet international benchmarks set by the Financial Action Task Force. He described it as a proud moment and proof of the government's deep commitment to protecting the country's financial reputation. Tony Shirokyo, Starcom Network News.
Former president of the Barbados Association of Creatives and Artists, Colin Spencer, is calling for the return of a party music competition to the Cropover calendar. Mr. Spencer, who's also an entertainer, says the absence of the party monarch has left a void in the festival, limiting opportunities for artists to develop and benefit.
There needs to be some form of competition to attract the persons who invest in soca and party music, because what are these people left to do at the moment? There are not enough party-type events happening to absorb all of this talent and all of these songs that are heard on the radio, so that it is sadly lacking at Cropover. There are some other events that are being promoted that makes you wonder, why have these events taken precedence over the party monarch competition? I can't imagine how an individual who invests $3,000-$4,000 in a party song, record it to have it produced, and then what, just to hear it on the radio?
He's urging that the competition be revived next year, even if it means being driven by private sponsorship rather than government funding.
And we hope that if the NCF is unable to finance it, that they would make that information known to the public. And alternatively, if there are persons out there who are established promoters, that they would look in the direction of promoting an event to feature these artists, to give them the exposure for their work. This is definitely a must going forward. It's probably a little bit too late now, but that is something that needs to happen.
Former president of the Barbados Association of Creatives and Artists and Entertainer, Colin Spencer. An advocate for elderly care in Barbados wants government to ensure that the new Elderly Protection Bill is enforced. Coordinator of the Community Elder Care Program, George Griffith, while hailing the 51-page document as a comprehensive piece of legislation, expressed concern over the practicalities of its implementation and the conditions faced by seniors, particularly within their own homes. The bill aimed at safeguarding the rights of elderly people is expected to come before Parliament sometime this year.
This legislation is aimed at protecting the rights of elderly persons. This legislation, I've read it, it is 51 pages long, and it is a comprehensive piece of legislation. The issue is not the legislation. The issue is enforcing the legislation, enforcing the regulations, enforcing the standards. And I want, when this is happening, to pay attention to some of the private nursing homes, the homes in which seniors live, because we know, the record shows, that more persons are abused in their own homes than in the community.
Mr. Griffith stressed that heightened attention needs to be given to our senior citizens.
People do not pay enough attention to seniors, and we must ask ourselves, as a Christian society or as a caring society, how is it that we have reached this stage in Barbados where seniors are just discarded and ignored? And that is why the isolation and loneliness is so prevalent. So I believe that we must wake up, and the entire country must stop talking and doing. In fact, it is said, when all is said and done, more is said than done, and we should not have that applying to us here in Barbados.
Coordinator of the Community Elder Care Program, George Griffith. And finally, Israel's military struck the Syrian Defense Ministry in Damascus and government forces in southern Syria as deadly sectarian fighting in the province of Soweto continued for a fourth day. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said its forces were working to eliminate the regime's gangs. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said he was worried about the violence in the south, but believed it would end within hours. Syria's foreign ministry said the country welcomes the efforts made by the U.S. and Arabian sides to resolve the current crisis peacefully. However, Israel has not yet commented on the ceasefire bid. Recapping the headlines. The police commissioner calls for preventative action on gun crime as 46 new officers join the service. Barbados to be removed from EU money laundering blacklist on August 5th. Former president of the Barbados Association of Creatives and Artists calling for the return of a soca competition to crop over calendar. An advocate for elderly care wants government to ensure that the new Elderly Protection Bill is enforced, and the U.S. says specific steps have been agreed to end Syria violence after Israeli strikes hit Damascus. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.